that was the revelatory moment for me where I was like, oh, it's like rolling a really big dice over and over and over and over again until you hit that target number. Then you're able to potentially verify the transactions and add a block to the blockchain, the ledger. I think we have a delay. What did you say?
Yeah, we do.
That is such a good analogy. That is such a good illustration. You know, I think that though, when you can illustrate it so that someone can picture it in their mind, it makes a lot more sense. Like for me, also the analogy that helped was how is it something that's difficult to determine or difficult to guess, but easy to verify so that everyone can agree that yes, this miner won the block. And the best analogy that I found for that was the idea of a bike lock, right? There's a combination on it. And let's say this bike lock is very, very big. The combination is massive. But as soon as you hit the right combination, the bike lock unlocks and everyone can verify that, hey, you were able to unlock that bike. Yeah. And so these are the types of things that actually really help me. But can you talk a little bit more about this target number and how it fits into hashes, which ultimately makes it very difficult if you were to try to say, you know, put a fraudulent transaction or block into the chain, you're not going to have an easy time doing it.